The convention begins today in Tampa, a day delayed by Isaac. The highlights tonight, the keynote address by New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie, and a speech by Ann Romney, the wife of the nominee, Mitt Romney. Today, the delegates will actually nominate Romney. This year, the Massachusetts delegation finds itself literally front and center on the convention floor. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The delegates from Massachusetts know Mitt Romney best, and they're eager for other Republicans and the rest of the country to see Romney the way they see him. State Representative Elizabeth Poyer says, like other Massachusetts delegates, she's getting a lot of questions about Romney.
People think it's just amazing that we actually know him and have spoken with him and discussed issues with him. And one of the things I so remember about him when he was governor is that when he would come into a room with us to discuss an issue, it wasn't the staff that explained the detail. It was Mitt Romney.
But the Massachusetts delegates also see this convention as the vehicle for revealing all aspects of Romney's life, including the story of his wife's struggle with multiple sclerosis. State Representative Brad Jones hopes the glimpse at Romney's personal side starts tonight with Ann Romney's speech.
Ann has talked about, Mitt's reaction when she was diagnosed. But I think that needs to be amplified, the sons and the relationship and the things Mitt has done sort of off camera, if you will. That may be a better way to judge somebody. What does somebody do when the camera's not rolling? Yeah, he's a policy wonk, but, he does get it. He does care.
In the past, the small Massachusetts Republican delegation has been treated as a curiosity. They represent a liberal part of the country in a party dominated by Southern conservatives. At breakfast yesterday, Romney advisor Beth Myers, who was in charge of helping him select a running mate, seemed as surprised as the rest of the Massachusetts delegates at the VIP treatment they're getting in Tampa.
And you got a good hotel location this time. I was just out at a couple other delegations for smaller states, and it took about half an hour to get back here, and I thought that's where Massachusetts usually has been in past conventions.
This year, Massachusetts has the best seats at the convention, right in front of the podium. It's traditional for the delegates from the nominee's home state to be there. But one honor Massachusetts will not likely get. Traditionally, the nominee's home state votes out of order to give him enough delegates to clinch the nomination. Jones says it looks like that won't happen today.
I was led to believe that they were going to do it straight through alphabetically.
Not everyone in the Massachusetts delegation is a longtime Mitt Romney supporter. Romney won the Massachusetts primary handily, but remember, Ron Paul came in second, and this delegation reflects that. Among the Ron Paul supporters is Evan Kenney from Wakefield. In the party of blue blazers, Kenny is the guy in the T-shirt. He's just graduated from high school. He got involved in politics because a conservative teacher motivated him.
He taught me to question authority and do so with logic and reason. And even if it was him, we were supposed to question him too.
Even though Kenny was for Paul, he says he's happy to honor his pledge to vote for Romney on the first ballot today. But he also hopes that what the country will see on television this week is a party open to differences of opinion.
I hope that they're going to see a Republican Party that's willing to welcome newcomers, that's willing to welcome ideological diversity into the big tent, And I think that's where they're going to get the youth vote, is if they open up the big tent.
As for the disruption caused by the storm, Ron Kaufman, one of Romney's top advisors, is relieved that Isaac has passed Tampa by. He told the Massachusetts delegates they need not worry that the storm might dampen the convention.
The good news is the hurricane is no longer a hurricane. It's somewhere going to a Texas good place for it.
Kaufman, who first introduced Romney to much of the Washington Republican establishment, promised the Massachusetts delegates, quote, a hell of a convention. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice at the Republican National Convention in Tampa.